Hello and welcome to Room to Spill the Tea.
Yeah.
Today we have
Otis.
Me, Luke.
Hello, me, Luke.
Yeah.
And Julie. Roger.
Julie's not there today.
Roger is me.
Me, darling.
You're not Julie.
No, we've got
It's gone off track already. Yeah, it's gone. Who else is here?
And my
name's
Dan. Dan's sitting in the corner being antisocial.
I know. I'm kind of ignoring that.
No, I just don't want to embarrass you with my knowledge and wonder.
You're not embarrassing Dan, especially when it comes to like things like this, you know.
We had a topic that we were going to talk about today.
Yes.
Do you remember what that topic is?
It's about Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy Hunt. So what's Jeremy Hunt done?
He's making, stopping people that, people that don't work or...
I don't know, we've not necessarily said everything, have we?
No.
So what, he's spoken at the Conservative Party conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's where the Conservative Party meet each other and basically say what they're planning on doing for the next year. If they get into the new elections, if they get elected. Elections coming up.
Yeah.
Yay.
You gonna vote?
Yeah.
Nice. You? Luke?
Not really.
No? Not interested. I mean,
not really interested in political people.
No.
It's very important, though.
Yeah.
It's probably good to know.
I mean, this will directly affect you as well.
Yeah.
Because, so what the thing is, they talked about cutting benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as the Guardian says.
Cutting benefits, like cutting houses, like, because houses, well, not houses, but some people that have...
Cut them up. That mean cutting my hours.
Potentially, what pays for your hours?
Payability.
Yeah.
It's money, is it?
Money.
Yeah. Where does the money come from? Where do you think money comes from?
The eat.
Not trees.
Trees?
No.
Money goes on trees.
It doesn't go on trees.
I mean, if money grew on trees, I wouldn't be here right now.
No, it doesn't grow on
trees. Maybe it would.
It doesn't grow on trees.
The government.
The government?
Yeah. And where does that money come from?
The government.
So where does that, where does that money
come from? Where does the government money come from?
So it comes from somewhere else.
I don't know.
Tell you where the government gets money. Go on. Space.
Space.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Space. It's not space.
No.
No.
Maybe.
So, do you have a proper idea of where the money comes from?
I don't really know.
Do you know?
No.
It's all right.
No?
Basically, it's from, from tax.
Yeah.
It's basically just tax, isn't it?
Basically.
Various things. So every time you buy something,
yeah,
like a little bit of that money goes towards the government, goes to the government. Every time you buy, like, I don't know, chips, food, drinks, clothes, DVDs.
How much of it do you think comes from
CDs? Well, I bought a new phone.
A little bit of that new phone?
This phone came from the government.
A little bit of that money goes to the government.
Cinema?
A little bit of that money goes to the government.
Income tax is probably I don't know if this is. How big is income tax?
I don't know.
Probably pretty big.
What are we doing? Tax breakdown. Here we go.
Yeah.
This is quite a niche little
market.
Niche little market.
Go on.
House every time you
buy a house.
Buy a house.
That goes to the government. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a look. Government tax breakdown.
an exciting topic for a Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Good.
No.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, income tax, national insurance, VAT. So the stuff you buy, some of that money goes to the government, pays for things. Every time you work, a little bit of the money you earn goes to the government.
A little bit.
Pay rent in your house.
It's quite a lot.
TV license, so you're paying for TV. But I guess
the government. I would say the TV license probably goes more than not necessarily directly to the BBC, but is mainly used to pay for the BBC.
And the BBC is a state government.
Well, it's
anyway.
Dan will know. It's supposed to be like a public. The BBC is a public
institution.
Public service sort of thing, isn't it?
It's a public non-governmental body.
Yeah, so they're not actually affiliated with the. They're not connected to the government.
It is.
But they get their money from it.
No,
it's actually funded through the licence fee, which is not considered a tax.
So a TV licence doesn't count.
Because it's a public body, not government, it doesn't receive income tax.
No. But you have to pay it.
You have to pay TV.
If you want to watch it.
If you want to use it.
Right.
Which, you know,
anyway, that's a bit of a tangent.
For 120 quid a year, all those stations you get, free web service, free news service, loads of channels, a whole online streaming service.
So I have to pay it then, because I listen
Dan
to
Dan loves the BBC, apparently.
BBC.
Good old Auntie Beeb.
BBC One.
Is that for like Netflix and stuff as well?
No, just the BBC.
I listen to TV.
So the biggest things then, this is from
the Spotify.
Spotify. Right, so, so your money will go to Spotify. Then Spotify, as a company, pays tax to the government.
Do they?
Should pay tax to the government.
Yeah.
So like companies and stuff. Dan, do you want to shut your phone on silent?
I picked that out from nowhere, but some.
You're right.
Some a lot of
call it corporation tax.
National companies like Spotify.
Yeah.
Where, like, their business isn't necessarily in the UK.
Yeah.
Might not necessarily pay you.
No.
That sort of tax.
No. But they should.
Yeah.
So, in theory, all of that money, then, from all those different people, that's what goes into the government, and that's what pays for everything that we get from the government. So, like, schools, roads.
Music comes from the people.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, public transport, bits, bus passes, it's all covered by the government. But that's where all that money comes from.
Did you mean like to pay for songs and stuff? So when you buy a song, does that money go to the government? Is that
Sort of. So
the main.
So that depends who. Yeah, maybe. So you know about record labels.
Yeah.
So when you buy. So say you bought a record from HMV.
Yeah.
Her Majesty's voice.
It's Master's voice.
I do care. It's on public radio.
Buy a CD from H&M.
So say you bought it from HMV, like £10 for an album. I don't know. HMV might take £5, £3 or something.
Yeah.
And then like some of that money will then go to the record label. Some of that money will then go to the band. And then some of that money will also go to the government for tax.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sort of. And it all just adds up.
Yeah. But let's... I'm doing a circular motion. circle back round.
Perfect for podcasts.
circle back round to the news.
Yeah.
Everyone else can see this.
Yeah.
No one else.
Yeah, so what?
Oh, I love this job.
Yes, that's where all the money comes from. So, back to the news.
Yeah.
What Jeremy Hunt is trying to do is reduce the amount of money they give to people on quote-unquote welfare.
Reducing.
What does that mean?
Reducing, I don't know. What
reducing? Reducing, yeah. Making it like less, or giving less.
If you don't work full-time... or even part-time, then the money comes from the government.
Yeah.
And that comes from all the things we've said.
Yes.
So all the things you buy.
Yes.
People who pay income tax and companies that pay, like, corporation tax. All of that money goes... Like, some of that... There's a small part of that money which goes to... people who can't work or don't work. Basically.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that could be, yeah, it could be for like any reason, basically. So in his speech,
yeah,
Jeremy Hunt says... I said that right, didn't I?
Yes, he said.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Jeremy Hunt.
He quotes, as Churchill says, there's a ladder that everyone can climb, but also a safety net below which nobody falls. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Say again.
So he says, he's very proud to live in a country where, as Churchill said, there's a ladder everyone can climb.
So everyone can go up.
But also a safety net below which nobody falls.
Oh, so there's something to catch people underneath. Is that what it means?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. How does that relate to them cutting benefits?
So what he says is paying for the safety net is a social contract that depends on fairness to those in work alongside compassion to those who are not. While companies struggle to find workers, around 100,000 people are leaving the labour force, so not working, every year for a life on benefits. So he's saying that 100,000 people every year are choosing to not work and to just receive money from the government for not working. And that's what he wants to stop.
Yeah, I don't think that should be allowed. I don't know, I'm just saying.
What shouldn't be allowed? What shouldn't be allowed?
It shouldn't be allowed. What he said, what Jeremy Hunt said about reducing the. I mean, maybe I'm just.
No, go on, Aegis.
I don't think they should be allowed when. Because he's reducing it. I don't know how it would feel for the others, other people who do. Do work, but I see some people that don't work, and then they get very annoyed and very upset and disappointed because they don't get enough. They want to get more, and they don't get more of it because what Jeremy Hunt said about reducing.
So, are you saying that people that are working every day might get upset at the people not working?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you? That's probably a big part of it, actually. That's a good point.
So that's probably what he's saying.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point, actually, Otis.
I don't know what you think, Tom, but, or Dan, or...
I don't know.
What do you think, Luke? I don't know. Says those who won't look for work, do do not deserve the same benefits as people trying hard to do the right thing.
Mm.
That bit, is, that bit then is, what do you think? That bit then, that's annoying.
Why is that annoying? What do you mean?
Well, it's frustrating for the people that it should be right.
Frustrating for who?
Well, for everyone, not just me or... It would be for, like, whoever's... They should be allowed to look for work. And so I think what he's trying to do is stop it. Stop the people from trying to look for work. I mean, I don't know. I'm not very good at this sort of thing myself.
I think, well, he's not saying that, yeah. I think what he's trying to... They're trying to make it harder...
Yeah, I reckon it should be
easier to get, like, in effect.
Yeah, and I don't think it should be like that, though. I reckon it should be easier.
In their view, money for doing that.
Is this just the general people having benefits? Like, is it focused on the general population?
It affects, anyone on benefits, but that in turn will affect disabled people, won't it?
Well, because I'm on ESA, my mum says, yeah.
But what if people physically couldn't work? Would they still have to keep looking for a job just so they can get the higher pay?
Good question. I don't know yet.
Good question.
I don't know yet. But, so, ESA, Otis, is that what you said you're?
Yeah, Employment Support Allowance, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which I think is a type of welfare benefit, is it not?
It is, yeah. There's loads of different benefits, and the ESA is one of them.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what he's saying about that.
So that will be included in it? Or
yeah, and that's probably what's the frustrating bit, you know, what Jeremy Hunt's trying to stop. Or move back, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, reducing the ESA, that's what he's probably saying. Well, he's not saying it, but I know what he means.
Well, I don't
know.
No, exactly. I think it's a bit tricky to see exactly what he says. So what he says, I think it's what he's saying, is that they're trying to reduce the overall spending.
But I'm not sure what that means when he reduces the overall spending of it.
So
it's true.
There's going to be less money to go around, basically.
Yeah, and I don't think that should be right. I reckon there should be more money to go around, not less.
But who's going to pay for it?
The government.
Yeah, but we've talked about this. Who ends up the person that actually ends up paying for it is the taxpayer.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm playing devil's advocate a bit here.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yes.
Which is people who work full time and pay income tax.
Yeah.
So it's not what actually
about those people the government. That earn hundreds of
is it not the actually the government then? What is
well,
it?
Well, they don't get they don't get that much either, do they?
No.
I mean, they don't pay as much compared to like people just like work a normal job.
Do they?
No, I don't know.
They should.
Yeah, I mean.
But I suppose that goes back to the loopholes and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I don't know that for sure, but that's my belief anyway. I mean, if you think about it. I'm gonna go a bit off topic here, but like if someone who's got loads and loads of money versus someone who like just works like full time, the money that they pay in tax is gonna seem like more than the money that
someone who's earning minimum wage.
Yeah,
right. Because both people could be working full time, but one could be on like £100,000 a year.
Yeah.
£200,000 a year.
Yeah.
And the other person online.
Like I say, we've gone slightly off topic, haven't we?
No, dear.
I think maybe.
Should I be worried about it, Tom? Because some people might be, you know.
I don't know.
But it's maybe not worry, but it's good to know about it now.
It is good to know about it now, but we're right in the future.
To be knowledged about it. But then that's when the meeting and stuff comes in, we know more towards what we're voting for.
Yeah.
I'm not just thinking of myself though, I'm thinking about a lot of people that do work are probably going through the same situation. I don't know, I've never actually experienced this until now, so I don't know what to look out for when he says this thing.
What Sorry.
I don't know what to look out for when he says this thing, because a lot of people do work, yeah. But he says that about when you're not working, then they reduce it. But a lot of people I see, a lot of people I speak to on the phone or whatever do work, and then they might be worried about it. Like, so like my dad or my brother or my mum or whoever I see working, even yeah. like the people here or people at my Cooper's or my whoever.
Right. Well, so someone else, can I just add a little bit extra? So yeah. someone else who isn't from the Conservative Party yeah. has said that, well, I've forgotten his name.
What did he say?
Jonathan Ports.
What did he say?
Said that it's what Jeremy Hunt said is dishonest. And actually 100,000 people are not leaving the labour force. They're not choosing to work for life and benefits. But maybe it's because there's an increase in the number of people who have been certified mm. as unable to work because of disability.
Mm. So basically they're discriminating there.
No, that's what you're saying now.
They're discriminating them. Yeah. They're discriminating blind people.
Prime Minister.
Are they?
Well, it says they're increasing it.
There's been an increase in the amount of people that
Hang on, this guy
in the middle. Again, not great for audio, but no. Luke's having a look at who Jeremy Hunt is.
Okay,
this guy. Yeah.
So Roger is showing Luke a picture of Jeremy Hunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any more thoughts? We've probably got a minute or two to go.
Well, not for me at the moment. I don't know. Have you got any more thoughts, Tom? What?
I suppose, I don't know, is the idea that, obviously, if they're just going to make it harder to, if you're someone who's not working, to get help from the government. That's what they're saying. They're going to try and make it harder and that people should be working.
Yeah.
I suppose an interesting question to think about is, do you think everyone should be working?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not... not.
And do you think everyone can work and can do something?
Do you think you should be working?
Otis.
Otis?
Yeah, it's not hard for me to look for work,
mm-hmm.
but it is hard to find things that I'm interested in that to do with what I'm,
mm-hmm.
not everything you wanted to do is available.
Do you think every person that works does something they're interested in?
Oh, that's a great question.
Probably not everyone. Yeah. So, for instance, if you want to be a DJ and you turn out to actually not be a DJ and be a gardener instead...
Yeah.
Then
how realistic is it to be work as a professional DJ?
I reckon for me, my guess would be highly unlikely, but I don't know. Because
do you think you'd be able to work?
Well, just because you're blind doesn't mean you can't. But I have experienced blind people that can actually DJ. But
you're just talking about DJ, or you're talking about
other things. I don't know, Tom.
Would you like to work?
Yeah, I mean, I did look for work. My brother did look for work for me once.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask you. Yeah, same three questions. Do you think you should work? Do you think you should have a job?
I don't know.
But I did look for the work.
You looked for a little while, yeah?
At the cinema.
Yeah? Do you think it should happen now?
No. Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell us what happened?
Actually, you didn't tell us off
before we started recording. You said a bit about what happened when you tried to find work.
Not get back to me.
No. I think what you need to do is apply for jobs as opposed to just handing in a CV and you're more likely to find work.
Mm.
There.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah.
I think I should start doing more of that with my...
Otherwise, it just end up on a pile of papers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or worse. What was the second question I asked you?
I don't know. Can you repeat the second question to you?
I asked you, do you think you should work? Do you think you'd be able to work?
I would be able to work.
No, I'm speaking to Luke.
Oh, sorry, Tom. No.
Yeah. Are you able to work? Do you think you'd be able to work?
50-50.
Yeah. 50-50.
What would stop you from working?
One thing. The maths.
Maths?
Maths.
Yeah.
Good one.
You do have to do maths and a lot of things. Would you like to work?
Were you going to say more, sir?
I would like to work.
Yeah.
If something interested me.
Is it something you're interested in? Do you think most people that work with at something they find fun or are interested in?
That is the gap.
Do you think most people that have a job do something that they're interested in or something they like? Or do they just do it because they have to?
Do it.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So that, I guess they don't. Most people don't have that choice to do something that they enjoy.
But my brother likes captain.
Your brother likes his job.
Yeah.
I quite like my job as well. So, see, you have to be very lucky to enjoy your job, I think.
He's an electrician, isn't he? He said. No, I don't know.
Scaffolding.
Scaffolding.
That's a hard job.
It's really difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently they drink like fish as well, scaffolders. So yeah.
Tom, it's just... Tom, what?
That's great shape. That's interesting, isn't it? Go on.
No, sorry, this is nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I need your help with something.
All right. We're going to end it there anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time and yours.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow, that's fine. You just sat there and looked pretty, which again doesn't translate
well on the podcast.
No, that's it. And on that note,
goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.